Welcome to the From Burnout to Recovery Show with your host, Dr. Kate. This is where your journey to burnout recovery starts. Are you feeling overwhelmed or like work has become unmanageable? Join me and my guests for open and honest conversations about burnout recovery from the comfort of the front porch. I am here to help you build your resilience and prepare you for burnout in a whole new way through a variety of perspectives. Move past the idea that burnout can only be addressed by avoidance and work to integrate recovery into your daily life. Relax, take a breath. The From Burnout to Recovery Show starts now. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the From Burnout to Recovery Show with Dr. Kate on Transformation Talk Radio and member of the Cornelius Stephanie Media Group. I'm your host, Dr. Kate, and I'm excited to welcome you to today's show. Remember, as you enjoy the show, if you haven't yet, be sure to hit that subscribe button so you never miss an episode. And be sure to download the KS Media Group app for all the world's best influencers in one place. Today, we are going to be joined by our guest, Paige Mitchell. Paige earned her master's in counseling and has 10 years of experience in the mental health field. Her strong background in clinical psychology over the years has helped her make the switch from therapist to coach as she implements strategies to help people become more accountable and start taking action now, no matter how small. Paige, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm excited to be here.
Yeah, well, I am so excited to have you here and to hear a little bit more about where you're at in your own burnout journey. So to get us started, tell us a little bit more about yourself and your experience with burnout and your journey to recovery.
Yeah. Since I was a child, I was really curious about human behavior, really. Learning about psychology and sociology in high school and undergrad, I just knew that the mental health industry is something I wanted to be a part of. And I made the decision to dedicate my life to understand people's experience and learn how I can help and be of service to them. It just felt very natural for me to do that and be in that industry. And after I graduated with my bachelor's and I worked at different hospitals and treatment centers and outpatient clinics, I really learned the value of storytelling and what we tell ourselves on a daily basis. And so I'm saying all of this because that natural passion and curiosity I had since I was a kid continued to develop into adulthood and making the decision to truly focus on being a therapist, being a counselor, truly just serving for others. And there was a point where, because I was in this field for years, listening and just being that person, I let my own self-care out the window. Mm-hmm. I really just spent years, I guess, like, what's the word? It's like shoving it down, shoving my own needs met. Because I just care about the other person. Yeah. And so after years of doing that, even though I've been in therapy myself, I have other coping skills, it wasn't enough. And so I had to ask myself, after 10-ish years of, is this sustainable? Paige, can you continue to do this profession? Can you continue to be your best self and help these clients and patients, at the most, you know, efficient way possible? And I had to say no for myself, which was really hard. It was really scary. It was like my whole life was dedicated towards this field, but I'm so burnt out. Like the symptoms of not sleeping, coming home, being so worried about my clients, just not having any energy to take care of myself, to cook, to clean, like nothing. I let it get to that burnout. I feel like for me, burnout was that point of like the flame was out. There was no way to come back. Mm-hmm. So by me asking, is this going to be sustainable? Can I continue to do this for another year, 5 years? I had to say no for myself and swallow that pill. And my journey was, okay, well, now what? If I know this doesn't make me happy anymore, even though I love listening to client stories and being a part of their journey, what do I do? And so I looked into life coaching and I enrolled in a coaching institute. And I just learned the difference between counseling and coaching. Mm-hmm. And it felt like a very healthy balance. It felt like, A, I can work with clients who want to be there because I have history of working with recovery and eating disorders and trauma and substance abuse and a lot of and mandated clients. Mm-hmm. So I was like, this is
very different perspective for sure. Right.
Yeah.
The versus wanting to be there for themselves versus someone told me I had to be here.
Absolutely. So I thought coaching on the client end was going to be so I can actually breathe. They want to be here. They're motivated. They are personally seeking me out because they acknowledge they have a problem. Even if they don't know what it is, I'm there to help them find clarity. So yeah, I think on the client demographic, coaching was really attractive. And then just me really being firm in my own boundaries, mm-hmm. being really firm of, okay, like I can show up for this hour session and give my all. And then the clock goes and then we're done. And I don't need to keep thinking about them anymore because I know that they're okay. I know it's not a life or death situation. Mm-hmm. And I started with career coaching and now I'm in life coaching, so more holistic. But yeah, I really think my burnout journey was overwhelming, as many people have experienced, but it has made me who I am today.
Yeah. That's amazing. Okay. I have so many things that I want to ask about at this point. I want to clarify though, because I think it's important for our listeners to hear the common, like the experience that comes along with being in a helping profession. And I really define a lot of people hear helping profession and they're like, oh, that's someone who does counseling or therapy and those kinds of things. And I've always defined helping profession as you're a person who works with other humans mm-hmm. in that aspect. So I think I would say kind of the personality of who we are when we're drawn into a helping profession really creates a space for burnout to be very prevalent mm-hmm. and for us to not notice that it's happening as it goes along until, as you put it, that the flame goes out. Mm-hmm. And I think that that's such a strong visual in that piece of, you know, you're burning so hot that the flame goes out.
And it's like, there's no emergency gas, like, or whatever.
To get it back started. There's no more
generator.
Fuel. Yeah.
Right,
the fuel is gone.
Give me some coal, like going old school here. I don't know. Yeah. Like there's nothing. You're out of resources. It's pretty hopeless when that flame goes out and you're like, how do I even recoup?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. With that piece in mind. And so you mentioned the question you ask yourself is this sustainable? And I think that's such an important question for folks to ask themselves when they're in this place. Beyond that, how did you start to bring yourself out of that burnout place? How did you start to reignite that flame for yourself?
That's a great question. I think the word sustainability for me, I mean, in general, I'm a very future oriented mm-hmm. person. I thrive on long-term goals. You can categorize me as high achiever, goal setting, person. And so when I took my own bird's eye view of like, okay, if I'm an alien and I'm looking down at Paige and I'm watching her run around with her head cut off, what does she need right now? What is sustainable, meaning long-term, meaning mental health-wise, like all the aspects of her life? What does she need to do or think or believe in herself? And I think a huge one that I neglected was worthiness, that I'm worthy to take a break. I'm worthy to reset my values. I am worthy to say no to helping others in this capacity mm-hmm. that I was used to. It was very right away when I started in the field, very intense, you know, depression, suicide folks, mm-hmm. that it was very heavy right away.
Yeah.
So the flame was like burning, but through time, I don't know. It just, so I don't know if that answered your question, but it's just what I had to do was with that sustainability piece is accept that moving forward, where I am in my stage of life, that's okay to not serve these particular clients or this demographic or show up in a different way because I've grown as a person. And so having that self-compassion and kindness to myself while thinking about my future.
Yeah. I really like that. And listeners, I really want to highlight something because Paige has definitely given us a gift here in a reflection process that we can do for ourselves. And so if you are in this place and you're not sure what to do, what next, take your, you know, remove yourself, you know, watch yourself as though you're an alien from afar, watching yourself and ask, what does that person need right now? And think and reflect on what comes to you. From the alien's perspective, if you will, in that regard, I really like that piece. What are some things that you have incorporated into your life now to help kind of keep yourself in a steady state?
That's a great question. Because as much as we know all of these coping skills and strategies and things I share with my clients, I'm still a human being too. And I still have to be reminded of like, practice what you preach, Paige. Don't be a hypocrite.
Same. I had to have a talking to myself this morning for that very same reason. I'm like, just a little self-coaching session.
Absolutely. It's all the time, just constant self-coaching. But I'm very grateful that I have that for myself. So some things that I would encourage folks and what I do is just first be curious about my burnout. If it's getting to that point, can I recognize the symptoms? Can I identify things that this isn't like best version page? I know I'm air quoting for the podcasts. They don't see that, but they will on the YouTube. But yes, can you be curious? Like, what is it about my job or whatever area of my life that I'm stressed in? What is it that I'm unfulfilled? What is making it unsatisfying? Why did I do this in the first place? And then what am I looking for? I wish that was different. So first, just having that self-reflection, I use my journal a lot. And also I want to make a point that when I tell folks, to journal, it's okay that you're not doing it every day. I had this weird complex where it was like, if I'm not journaling every day, I'm not processing and I'm not la, 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 la. Like, it's okay. Like, journaling is a skill. It doesn't mean you have to do anything with it. It's just, it's there for you when you need it. But for me, when I journal, when I feel like it, when it feels aligned, that really helps me just get all of that frustration and emotions out on paper and realign with what do I actually want. So I would just say, first be curious. And then after those answers have revealed itself, then I would say, what are some new boundaries that I could make for myself? And boundaries can be overt or covert. It's just letting people know what's acceptable and what's not, and keeping to your own word. So one example of like a boundary is I'm going to set a timer for 20 minutes to do this task that make me want to pull my hair out, but it needs to be done. But at least I set that boundary and it's done and I can go sit on the couch now. And like, without that, like guilt that, oh, I didn't do it.
I like that piece. Yeah. Get curious and assess kind of what it is you need in this moment, what's going to help you in this moment, and then establish those boundaries. And what does that look like so that you can key into those pieces that you need. And I love the tip of kind of the action oriented. Like, I use the timer a lot for tasks that I'm like, I don't want to do this.
Yep. Absolutely.
And if I notice that I've put it off for a couple of days, I'm like, nope, we're setting that 25-minute timer. That is the only thing that's open on the computer or the task manager or whatever it is I need to do. And work on that until if it's like, oh, it took more than 25 minutes. Okay. Well, you take a 5 minute break and set another 25 minute timer.
So, yeah. I love that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. With that piece. Well, so many great tidbits and pieces of advice here. If you were to offer our audience members one last piece of advice, what would that be?
I would say because my burnout story and my recovery was heavily focused on my career. And of course you can experience burnout in all aspects of your life. But for me, because my particular journey was career centered, I would love to share with you all that your career does not have to be on the one straight linear path. For me, since I was 17 years old, I was really hard of like, let's go tunnel vision, which was great on paper, that I was that dedicated and focused and had that passion and drive. But obviously, as life and stress and external factors happen, I had to make that choice of let's normalize career change. It does not have to be on the straight and linear. And your values are the guiding principles of your life. So what is it that's really important to you? You can be happy and fulfilled now. You don't have to wait until your goals are achieved. You don't have to wait until something gets met. You can experience that now as long as you're in alignment with your values.
Oh, I love that. So many great pieces there in that final piece of advice that your career doesn't have to be linear. You are worthy of a career change if it is out of alignment with your values. And you don't have to wait. You can feel this joy, this experience and passion now if you make that adjustment. Paige, thank you so much for being on the show today. Where can our audience members find out more about you?
Sure. So you can head over to my website at www.paigemitchell.coach. I'm also on all the social media. My handle is at paigemitchell.coach. And I also have a podcast as well. It's called Paige's Lessons. It's only under 10 minutes every episode of just little nuggets of my day.
I love that. So be sure to listen to Paige's Lessons and check out her website. And of course, we will have all of those linked in the show notes for you to find easily. Thank you again for being on the show today.
Awesome. Thanks, Dr. Kate.
I am so thankful for today's guest, Paige Mitchell, and the highlights that she provided for us. And I really like the thought or the reflection of, you know, looking at yourself as though you were an alien from far away and figuring out, what does Kate need? What does that person need in this moment? We are going to move into our recovery moment. Before we do, quick reminder to make sure that you hit that subscribe button and that you turn on notifications so you don't ever miss an episode. And be sure to share this with someone who might need to hear the messages from today. Today, our recovery moment is going to be focused on a reflection that will help us release and drop the suitcases of worry and anxiety. So a thought process and a way to leave those things behind, those heavy, heavy things that we are carrying with us. So let's get started. All right, dear listeners, once again, we are going to work on dropping the suitcases of worries and regrets. So to help you reduce anxiety, let's take a moment by starting with just relaxing your body. Soften any unnecessary tension in your belly, your shoulders, and find a posture that feels both relaxed and alert. Now, close your eyes or look downwards and rest your hands in an easy, effortless way. Take a few moments to scan your awareness through the sensations of your body and wherever possible, soften and release any obvious areas of physical tension. Aware of your body, aware of your breathing, your chest rising and falling with each breath. And now imagine standing in the street outside your house with two heavy suitcases. And know that one of those suitcases is full of worries about the future. And the other suitcase, know that it is full of regrets about the past. Take a moment standing there in the street, holding these two heavy suitcases, and reflect about each one. Reflect about the future. How will it come on its own accord whenever it comes? And that what most of what we worry about will never happen. Standing out there in the street, reflect about the past, the other heavy suitcase. Consider how the past cannot be changed. All we can do in the present is to learn from it. Put in whatever corrections make sense, become more skillful, become a better person, and move on. Standing there in the street, feeling the weight of these suitcases and absorbing the wisdom of your own reflections right now, make a conscious decision. Do you want to drop the suitcase of worry about the future? And if so, simply drop it. Simply drop it. Then, standing there in the street, with the other suitcase so heavy about the past, make a conscious decision. Do you want to drop it? If so, just drop it. Just drop it. And as soon as you have dropped the two suitcases, walk into your home and take a seat right where you are. Plop down, so relaxed. Like someone coming home from a long, long trip. Dropping the suitcases and just relaxing. Rested in the present. Just breathing. Resting in the natural well-being of the parasympathetic nervous system. Resting in the fundamental well-being of awareness itself. Awareness which does not worry or regret. Resting as if this is meaningful for you. Allow yourself to simply rest, feeling a sense of peace, of joy, of well-being, a natural happiness, always your true home, without carrying heavy suitcases of worry about the future, full of regrets about the past. Simply rest here. In your body, right now, with total relaxation throughout your mind and body. Take one more deep breath, dear listeners, and let it out with a sigh. And allow yourself to come back into this present moment. You may open your eyes if you chose to close them. Thank you for joining me for this recovery moment. Remember, for more recovery moments, you can follow me on Instagram at Dr. Kate Steiner, and be sure to subscribe to the From Burnout to Recovery Show YouTube channel. I am so incredibly grateful to our guest, Paige Mitchell, and I am grateful to each of you for listening. Thank you for joining us today on the From Burnout to Recovery Show with Dr. Kate on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm Dr. Kate, and I wish you peace on your journey. Thank you for joining me on the front porch today. Remember, you can download your free guide to how to recover from burnout in 2 hours a week on my website, drkatesteiner.com. And be well, my friends. Thank you for joining me, Dr. Kate, on the From Burnout to Recovery Show, where you are starting your journey to burnout recovery. You are invited to join me on the front porch every second and fourth Friday of the month on transformationtalkradio.com to continue growing in resilience and integrating recovery into your daily life. If you would like to learn more or find out how to work with me, visit liftwellnessconsulting.com.